Can you believe Bob's Discount Furniture opened 35 years ago? Back in 1991, landlines ruled the day. You could not binge watch your favorite shows, and podcasts were science fiction. A lot has changed since then, but Bob's is still doing things the Bob's way, bringing you top-tier style and features at 90s-era prices. Need to kick back? The Sedona Power Reclining Sofa is the ultimate relaxation station. Packed with genuine leather, power recline, built-in charging, cup holders, and Bob-a-pedic seating for just $12.99. You can even pair it with a matching love seat and recliner. And if you love hosting, the Homeworks dining set is built for summer parties with tons of hidden storage in the table and bench, plus comfy Bob-a-pedic foam for only $6.99. And don't miss the best-selling Cascade bedroom set. It features a trendy, reeded design, USB ports, felt line drawers, and three gorgeous finishes at only $2.50 per piece. Stop in this Labor Day weekend to celebrate 35 years of Bob's Discount Furniture.
A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off select plans. Terms and conditions apply.
You know, recommendations can be great. Maybe someone recommended this podcast, and here you are. But home projects are different. If a podcast isn't your thing, you lose a few minutes. If you hire your cousin's neighbor to mount your TV, you might end up with a lopsided screen and wall damage. Maybe I know a guy just isn't enough for your home. That's why Thumbtack works. It matches you with top-rated local pros with photos, reviews, and credentials all in one place. For your next home project, try Thumbtack. Hire the right pro today.
Grant McCauley joins us. Braves start a new series now the trade deadline has come and gone. We're live at Flowery Branch, guys. More on Jalen Walker as he went down today, was carted off at practice, and we're still awaiting official word from the Falcons. Grant, who have you spoken to, and what's been the reaction around the team in regards to the trade deadline? Because I've seen where some players are speaking out, and not that they're saying anything bad, obviously, but the reaction, good, bad, in between, what was your sense?
I mean, the team is going to be a business-as-usual approach. I don't really expect there to be, you know, any kind of, I guess, over-the-top backlash, those kinds of things. But in speaking to Alex Anthopoulos after the trade deadline last night, it just continued to be kind of baffling to try to unpack why the Braves weren't able to get the one thing that has been on their wish list, their want list, their need list since last offseason. And we can track it back even further than that. I recorded a new From the Diamond, so obviously I'll be back on Sunday to talk about the Braves and baseball for 2 hours. I do hope people will continue to interact and follow and do all those things. This is a team that still has postseason aspirations. This is not exactly the most fun trade deadline. I will stipulate that, and I'm sure we'll talk about it more. But more to the point, I mean, we're talking about a trend for the Braves that goes back to 2020, of just running out of the starting pitching that they need in the postseason. And yes, they did win it all in 2021. But what happened in all those other years? Eventually, it did catch up with them. Now, there's no guarantee that there was somebody they could have traded for yesterday that would have solved those ills and taken that problem off the board. It just felt like the most glaring and most important need and the most important time and a trade deadline in which they were set up better than ever to go out and get that thing. It didn't happen, and that's kind of my takeaway from the trade deadline. And I've heard the commentary from Alex. I know he's kind of made the rounds. I know he's on the steakhouse. He spoke to reporters last night, and there's only so much explaining you can do before you just kind of look at the situation and wonder what is going to be the plan after Chris Sale. And I think that's what people are going to continue to wonder moving forward.
It's our man, Grant McCauley, best baseball man in town. And I know, Grant, we've talked about this a lot. I mean, 21, man, you look back at those guys. Like I said, shoot, I'd take Charlie Morton off his couch right now.
Yeah, for
real.
I
mean, when you look at, like, Smiley and Max Fried, it's like Glavin, Smoltz, and Maddox compared to what we're rolling out there. So talk about with Mally from the Giants. I mean, do they expect him? I know the Tony Gwynn Jr. said he had a good, decent outing, gave up some earned runs, but struck out 9. So how does he figure in?
Yeah, I mean, he's been decent since coming off the injured list back in, I believe, late June. So he's had a decent run of starts. He did strike out 9 against the Padres a couple of days ago, was touched up for 5 runs. The home run problem was really an issue for him early on in the season, but I would also kind of look deeper into the stats and say, well, he pitched in a very pitcher-friendly park in San Francisco, did pretty well, kind of got knocked around on the road. How will he fare at Truist Park? We'll see. And with the Braves, this is something that I've talked about with a lot of pitchers over the past couple of years, is that they look at ways to tweak the arsenal a little bit, change some pitch usage, and maybe, you know, create some opportunity for improvement when he comes over here. Right. He's a serviceable, you know, addition and a back-end starter, but it just didn't check that box of playoff caliber, playoff ready, you know, front of the rotation type starter that you trust with those October innings. And I know we're not in October yet. It's August. Like, we haven't gotten there. It's just to see 12, 13, however many starting pitchers it was traded yesterday, it was just difficult to see the Braves just kind of settle for one that it helps with the innings problem, which is something I asked Alex expressly about. Like, how did you come into this trade deadline looking to solve some innings problems, not getting enough from the rotation, having too many on the bullpen? You mentioned the expanded roster when you get into September, but, you know, we're still a few weeks away from that, and I don't think that's the cure-all for a lot of the Braves' pitching problems when it comes to bulk quality innings that they need over the next couple of months.
All right, hypothetical, but I just want to get your thoughts on it. We couldn't have gotten Robbie Ray or Casey Mize. Like, the deal the Padres made is the one that just irks me. Do you feel like we could have gotten that deal done for what they gave up?
No, I do. I mean, the Braves farm system, and this is not a surprise, and we've talked about this quite a bit this year, and it's nice to be able to talk about it again. It has a lot of good pieces. Now, do you want to trade one of the top pieces, an Eric Hartman or Cam Caminiti or the likes for 2 months of Robbie Ray or Casey Mize, either one? No, not really. I don't want to do that, and I don't think that'd necessarily be the best expenditure of your tippy-top prospects. But there's depth down through, I feel like, the Braves system that is, at the very worst, equal to, if not greater than, what the Padres were shipping out to get those two starting pitchers. I posted this on social. This was my takeaway from the deadline. The Padres had the kind of trade deadline that the Braves needed to have.
Yes.
Those two starters, I mean, they could both get hurt in their next turn through the rotation. That's on the table, too. I certainly don't wish that on anybody, but there are some realities that come with renting players and pitchers and all those things. Right. It can go wrong, but if you never do it, you'll never know. And that kind of is the right box that, or the place that I think a lot of Braves fans are in. It's like the not knowing is really killing you. Like, what could you have gotten them for? What could they have done if they got here? The what-if game is a tough one. It is a first-place team. It is a team that has a lot of talent, particularly on the offensive side. They do have an ace in Chris Sale. They do have one of the best bullpens in baseball. What could those innings mean to the Braves, not just over the next couple of months to sew up their spot in the postseason, but once you get there? Because, as I mentioned, there's a long history of the Braves having to really jump some hurdles to get the pitching that they need in the postseason, and it hasn't worked out particularly well the last three trips.
Right, and sometimes you give up a great prospect to get to the goal of winning the World Series. You know, I mean, it drives me crazy. I mean, I don't want to speak over generalization, but some Braves fans feel like they're scared of their own shadow. It was like the Vaughn Grissom, back in the day, right? When it was like with the Chris Sale trade, and that was, oh my God, we can't. I just feel that you've got to prime that pump and just go for it. You know, it's a craps game or a poker game. Put all the chips in there. Do you feel, is there any pushback from ownership, or is this simply a philosophical thing from Alex Anthopoulos?
No, I don't think it's complicated, I guess, is probably the best way to put it. If we were putting a Facebook status on this whole thing,
right,
it's a complicated game. It's a dance between, you know, do you want to sacrifice, I mean, players that you truly believe in? And I know this at the winter meetings a couple of years ago. I know I told you guys this on previous calls. When the White Sox were looking to deal Garrett Crochet, the name that they wanted was Drake Baldwin. Crochet went to the Red Sox. He's a very good pitcher. He's had some injuries this year. But could you imagine Drake Baldwin doing the things he's done the last couple of years in a White Sox uniform? And the Braves, going through what they've gone through, I'm just going to tell you, the last couple of years, Garrett Crochet would not have solved all their problems. That could also be the math of all this, is you do get a great player, you do trade away a great player, but it still doesn't guarantee that you're going to win the World Series. And that's kind of the tough thing, is, you know, you want these moves to matter in a vacuum, that they would change and completely alter the possibility of winning the World Series. And does it increase your odds? Yes. but a lot of things can happen in October. Great teams have been sent home early. The Braves know about that. The Dodgers, I know they've won the last couple of World Series, but they were getting bounced out, including by the Braves, and then again the next year after winning, I think it was 104, 105 games, whatever it was. All the winning that you can do and the trades that you can make, including what the Dodgers did in 21, getting Trey Turner and Max Scherzer and I forget whoever else, they still lost in the NLCS to a Braves team that was not, you know, of the star power of the LA Dodgers. So I don't know if there's a great answer to this question, I guess, and at some point I got to stop talking, but it's difficult to grapple with right now because you just don't feel like you got adequately prepared at a time when everybody else seemed to be going out there and grabbing the things off the shelf that they needed to prepare for this stretch drive in terms of that needle-moving move, that thing that could have put you over the top, at least in your mind's eye. You would like to be going into battle with that.
Look at the Cubs, Carl. The Padres.
Revamp their rotation. What about Kim? What do you think the plan is there? Is he going to try to play him every day and figure this out? What's the situation there?
I really don't think that he's going to be able to take away significant playing time, at least to start with, from Jim Jarvis, who's getting the start tonight, and Mauricio Dubon, who now with a platoon of Mike Yastrzemski and Lane Thomas in left field, no longer has to play out there and is a very good defensive infielder and should be playing at shortstop and has pushed his way into, and I know Walt said this a time or three, he's an everyday guy, even if he doesn't have a singular position that he's going to play. So I don't know what really the plan is with Hoskins Kim other than to try to mix him in where it makes sense. Yeah. I know he'll get some playing time here. I don't think that the Braves wanted to just, you know, cut bait and move on, and clearly they didn't. And Alex was asked after the trade deadline, was there ever any thought to doing that? And he said no. You know, I'll take him at his word for it, but what's the path to playing time? I don't have the answer to that question, and I'm not sure that Walt Weiss has the exact answer to that question either, because it would come at the expense of guys that he is really comfortable with manning the shortstop position.
All right, Grant. Great stuff, man. Appreciate you. Great work over the trade deadline, leading up to it, follow-up. I know it'll be fun to listen over the weekend from the Diamond, and let's see where this goes. Now that the deadline is done, man, let's see if this team can continue to do what we've seen them do, and that's, you know, play great baseball, man, and be in first place.
Can you believe Bob's Discount Furniture opened 35 years ago? Back in 1991, landlines ruled the day. You could not binge watch your favorite shows, and podcasts were science fiction. A lot has changed since then, but Bob's is still doing things the Bob's way, bringing you top-tier style and features at 90s-era prices. Need to kick back? The Sedona Power Reclining Sofa is the ultimate relaxation station. Packed with genuine leather, power recline, built-in charging, cup holders, and Bob-a-pedic seating for just $12.99. You can even pair it with a matching love seat and recliner. And if you love hosting, the Homeworks dining set is built for summer parties with tons of hidden storage in the table and bench, plus comfy Bob-a-pedic foam for only $6.99. And don't miss the best-selling Cascade bedroom set. It features a trendy, reeded design, USB ports, felt-lined drawers, and three gorgeous finishes at only $2.50 per piece. Stop in this Labor Day weekend to celebrate 35 years of Bob's Discount Furniture.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
The Recap Show is an inside look for fans into the world of global soccer, women's sports, and all things gal culture.
From the inside perspective of two World Cup champions and Olympians.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Hopefully that's the case, and everything works out the way we expect. Appreciate you, man.
Appreciate it, guys. Look forward to talking to you soon.
Yeah, that's Grant McCauley, guys. We are live at Flowery Branch. We'll fill you in on the latest with Jalen Walker. Bijan gets his deal. But there's something we need to talk about, and it's important. Stay there. It's Dukes and Bell.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team. but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
What you're listening to presumably doesn't suck, so neither should your sound system. Sonos lets you listen seamlessly from room to room. Same great sound, expertly tuned, astonishingly clear. It's not magic, but it's not not magic.